I'm Ashley Sellers Hansen with the Environmental Protection Agency Office of Inspector General, speaking with Auditor John Treffery about pay issues at the EPA. Our Office of Audit just issued an early warning report regarding the agency's internal controls and management actions. Tell me, John, why did your team do this review?
On August 27, 2013, the ranking member of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works requested that the EPA, Office of the Inspector General, look at broader issues surrounding the fraud committed by John Beal, a former employee with the EPA's Office of Air and Radiation. In particular, the ranking member requested that the OIG determine the policies and procedures that facilitated Mr. Beal's fraud.
What did you look at specifically?
We reviewed the agency's policies and processes in connection with three areas: retention bonuses, pay above statutory pay limits, and time and attendance.
What were your findings?
We found that the agency's internal controls did not, quote, identify and or prevent abuses related to retention bonuses, pay in excess of statutory pay limits, and time and attendance.
Can you give me just one example of how internal controls did not identify or prevent abuse?
Yes. EPA's payroll system does not have automated controls in place to monitor retention bonuses. Therefore, the payroll system defaults to continue to pay retention bonuses until you manually stopped. In this case, John Beal received retention bonuses for almost a decade longer than permitted. Furthermore, the agency's Office of Administration and Resources Management, which oversees human resources functions, did not have a process to ensure annual recertification of retention bonuses.
What else did you find?
We found a number of things. First, the agency's management did not take timely, effective action to address Mr. Beal's retention bonuses and pay in excess of statutory limits, even though they were presented with these issues in July of 2010. Furthermore, management took the position that Mr. Beal's pay issues were an administrative matter and did not consider these a priority for them to address. Additionally, agency management appeared to believe that Mr. Beal had retired at the end of 2011. In fact, Mr. Beal did not retire from EPA until 2013. And finally, we found that EPA's timekeeping system facilitated time and attendance abuses.
What is the agency doing to correct the issues that were presented in the early warning report?
The agency's Office of Administration and Resources Management and its Office of the Chief Financial Officer have identified internal control improvements to prevent and or detect payroll and time and attendance issues. These include, one, modification to the agency's time and attendance system to ensure that managers approve individual employee time cards. Two, a quarterly review of the time and attendance records to confirm that employees are actually entering and attesting their own time. Three, a quarterly review of time and attendance records to determine if someone other than a supervisor is approving time cards. And lastly, a quarterly review to determine if any employees are receiving a retention bonus or have been paid over the statutory pay cap.
Will there be any additional audit reports regarding other areas of fraud pertaining to John Beal?
Yes, a second early warning report on travel issues also is expected to be released this week. The public can look for more in-depth reports on EPA-wide issues regarding retention bonuses and pay above statutory pay limits in early 2014, along with a separate report on the EPA's vetting process for new employees.
Wonderful. Thank you, John, for sharing the results of this valuable work. For more information about this report or other OIG work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter. The hashtag is @EPAOIG.